supported by Petersburg Properties, connecting buyers and sellers with local, residential, commercial, and remote property opportunities in Petersburg and Wrangell on the web at petersburgproperties.com.
Good morning, Petersburg. You're listening to KFSK. We have Tradio starting up here in a minute, and I'm your host, Isaiah, with...
Joe Bertagnoli.
Yes, there you are.
See,
I thought you could introduce yourself.
Yes, I am. I'm fine. I just love it. You know, when Tom was doing the show, he'd introduce me, and he just emphasized Bertagnoli. You know, he'd always go with the... He'd pronounce... And that's the proper way to spell it, unless you're... Truly, you know, in the old country, it's Bertagnoli because they don't, the G's kind of don't float right in there.
Right.
Yeah.
Bertagnoli.
Yeah, but that's the Italian's way because the G kind of goes a little bit snuff, but Tom made sure he pronounced that G. This is how do you spell it? I says, just do with what Tom says and just spell B-E-R-T-H.
Well, I like the Bertagnoli.
Yeah, see,
that's good. There's some zhuzh there.
A little Italian flow. Although I don't know Italian, but that's okay.
Okay, yeah, neither do I. Well, shall we jump into
Tradio? Sure, let's do it. That's why we're here.
It looks like we have a caller already on line one, so we should probably take
him. Yeah.
And you are on the air.
Okay, Joe B. Juan Kenobi.
See, Joe B. is a good one too. There, that's easy. That's the easy way out. Joe B.
Uh huh.
Ah, yes, sir.
This is Mike Coral.
Hi, Mikey.
I'm looking to buy a 40-foot shipping container. Looking locally before I outsource. So,
okay.
My number is 907-518-1548.
40-foot shipping container. If somebody's got one hanging in their backyard, what do you got?
Doubtful, but hopeful.
Uh huh. So you just you finding out you need more storage space, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. Garage too small, no shed. Yeah. I hear you.
Yeah.
Right on.
Okay.
We'll see what happens. Thanks, Mike.
Okay.
Thanks.
Bye. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Yeah. I guess that's a common affliction, not enough storage space.
Yeah, huh? It is. It's in Petersburg, it's huge, especially as you see last night and whatever. It's, you know, and I think Mike's got a fairly decent-sized price of property, too, but it's in Petersburg, it's not how much property you have, it's how much covered property you have.
That is the crucial part of it.
Yeah, garages, carports, sheds, stuff like that.
There's plenty of great gravel pits to put your stuff on.
Yeah.
It's just whether it's covered or not.
Yeah, covered. Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Well, we have another caller on line one. Here we go.
Good morning. It's Doug.
Hey, Doug.
So, calling with both hats again. The usual announcement, bingo is open to the public Friday. Centenary Bingo is open to the public on Fridays. Doors open at 6. Games start at 7. And according to Priscilla, what did she tell me it was? Hold on a second.
Yeah, the menu is important.
It is important.
To me, I think.
Let's see here.
Even though I don't go, it's important. I like to know.
Uh, storage send that? Anyway.
Yeah.
Okay. I do, somewhere in my phone, I know I've been told what snack is for Bingo, okay. But I don't have quick access to it at the moment.
You'll find it by Friday. Call in Friday, and we'll get her there.
Yeah.
We know there's going to be some snacks.
Also, since you guys were on the topic of storage, I have the old Salvation Army building for 2 more weeks. No reasonable offers refused. I do still have some treasures down there if people want to come looking. I've already thrown most of the stuff away, the obvious useless stuff away, but more is getting prepared for the baler anyway. Old Salvation Army building, most days from 10 until 2. Other and I'm also open to by appointment.
Mm-hmm.
518-0045.
And that's just the next 2 weeks, eh, Doug? That then when 2 weeks are up, the good treasures are gone.
End of next week, I need to be very, very close to having the building cleared out.
Gotcha. So the end of this week, and then all of next week, and then you're out of there.
Yeah.
Next week will be the final week then. Okay, got it.
Yeah, so I've got it's worth coming down to look, because I just might have something up your alley.
Yes.
All right. Man. Well, thanks, Doug.
My wife won't let me go to those.
Oh. You need another storage container.
I need a storage container, yeah.
Yeah, that's the last thing I need. I need to stop collecting.
Okay. Well, thanks, Doug. We'll hope you can rehome some of your goodies.
Reduce, reuse, recycle.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I would very much like to do that. Offer can refuse.
Yeah, I gotcha. Thanks, Doug.
Thanks.
Yep. Have a good one.
All right, and now we have another caller. Caller on line 2, you are on the air.
Good morning. This is Craig Olson.
Hi, Craig.
I'm calling, and I've been in touch with the library, and we're going to, since it's going to be fall weather here, we're going to try and start a chess club.
Ooh. Oh, yes. That's good. I'm keen.
Yeah, I would say... Isaiah's the dog to beat here, and we're going to meet on Friday, September 16th from 4 to 6. The library closes at 6 o'clock on Friday. The library has chess sets. Just show up. To start with, this is going to be the first meeting. We're asking for adults only.
Okay. So give us the date again, Craig.
That's Friday, September 16th.
Well, see, that can't be.
It would be Friday, September 19th, right?
19th. Yeah, this Friday?
Yep, Friday the 19th.
19th. Gotcha. Yeah. Okay, I knew that kind of threw me off there. At what time?
Yeah, 4 to 6.
4 to 6.
Okay.
Okay. Yep.
So yeah, bring your A game, everyone.
Yeah. Oh. So what am I hearing here? He kind of just shrugged it a little bit that Isaiah's the ringer.
Well, that's my estimation, but I'm there to play cleanup for anybody that wants to either learn chess or have a good game. We'll see who shows up.
The bar is pretty low, people. Please show up.
Yeah.
Have a good time.
Yeah.
You know, learn something.
Good winter activity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's
fun for all.
It's in one of the rooms there. At the library?
It's going to be in the Ruth Sandvik conference room, which is very nice.
That's the one up front, right?
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Okay. Got it, Craig.
Okay. Thanks, Craig.
Okay. And if you guys could give a shout out on Friday then, too.
Yeah. We can totally do that.
Thank you.
Yep.
Okay. Bye, Craig.
See you there. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
All right.
So you're a library, you're a chess ace, huh?
Well, no, I
has
dabble.
Has your reputation preceded you?
I guess so.
I dabble, okay.
You know, once you start with checkers, and then you work up.
Right on.
And caller on line 1, you are on the air.
Hey, this is Doug. I found that text.
Okay.
The snack for Bingo this week is pepper steak.
Ooh. Wow.
Well, that sounds interesting.
Okay.
Anyway, you guys have a good one.
Good. Thanks, Doug.
Thanks, Doug. Yeah, good.
Pepper steak.
Pepper steak.
Sounds good.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I mean, they were working up. First it was monkey bread, then it was beef stew.
Ooh, I wonder how that monkey bread was. That stuff's good.
Uh-huh.
You know, you eat
monkey. I think I've had it before once.
It's like a big gooey ball of cinnamon bread.
It kind of almost comes in like a muffin.
Well, it's usually like a ball, cupcake. And you pull, and it's kind of the bread that you pull it out in balls. Or
cool.
Is what I'm thinking of. If I'm thinking of that, what monkey bread is.
That's great.
It's kind of like a little donut. It's good.
That's all you need to know.
Yeah, it's all you need to know. Yeah, that's all I need to know.
Well,
had it in years.
We should read out
this
PSA.
This somebody asked us to let everybody aware of this. It's a PSA about the Share Coalition. It's hosting a digital safety event series, and it starts tonight. It's for guardians and caregivers. It's a presentation by Katie Greer, a digital safety expert, and it's you can RSVP for the lunch at Petersburg Wave. .org. The lunch is on the 18th, not tonight, not the 17th. It's 11 at the John Hansen Center. And they will RSVP. She's going to put a presentation there. And then on September 18th, there's a roundtable discussion for questions and answers in the Wright Auditorium. So, but if you're interested, it starts off September 17th, 6 p.m. for guardians and caregivers at the Wright Auditorium. And it's a presentation for safety of the digital safety for you and your children. So that's a worthy cause, because as we know, it's kind of digital creeps coming around there all the time. So it's always good to know how you can protect yourself and your home.
Yeah, and your privacy and your
privacy,
data.
Especially your privacy and your data, because that's in a digital world, it's important to protect your data. You know, we know there's been breaches before, and I'm sure there's probably not many people out there that haven't had some sort of either major or minor breach, and it's scary. It really is. I know we've had one, and it's we recovered it before it became helped, and it's just others have not recovered. You know, we had a piece in the paper about that.
Right.
About that, those guys that kind of just bilk somebody locally for quite a bit of money.
Mm-hmm.
It's scary. So it's good to know if there's anything you can do to prevent it and you're interested, check it out.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's coming up this week.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then you can go play chess.
And then, yes, you know.
Cover
all your bases.
Oh, the 17th is tonight. Okay.
Yeah, so right. That's
okay,
tonight.
It starts tonight. Okay, thank you.
Yeah, and also some things coming up on KFSK's side. Our fall drive is starting to ramp up, and now we're in the sort of quiet drive period. And then starting in beginning of October, we'll have that week of fundraising with the... yes, Joe B. won't be here.
I'll miss it again. You're leaving at the wrong time. Yeah, I love the fundraiser. It's a festive event. It really, people just bopping in and out of here and, talking on the radio. Usually have guests come in and do, maybe a little music or something. And it's a hopping place here on the fundraiser.
I'm excited. So I haven't been here for one either, actually.
Really?
It'll be my first.
You'll be gassed. You'll be amazed how many people come through the door and you get to chat with them and... Yeah. It's just a fun week, all in all.
And all that being said, community members, local nonprofits, anyone, get on the air during that week, give us a call, we'll schedule you in.
Yeah.
And we'd love to hear the voice of the community during that week. And, if you have something to play, something to say, just something to,
It'd be good in this time of, a little bit of a, shall we say, financial crunch.
Yes.
It's really good to get people in here like those organizations that say how much this station helps them, how much they appreciate the PSAs, anything will come up. If something comes up, lost dog in the middle of the week or something, you can call in here and they'll wrap it over the phone or something to that effect. So it's a good time to pitch you what you get out of this radio station and help other people, know what it's all about.
So and KFSK is strong, but we will need support.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, it's strong because of the people.
It is strong because of the people.
You know, we can weather this. You know, our communities might not be able to weather this, but we can weather some of this, storm, shall we say, because we have such a strong community support for this radio station because it supports everybody.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, and that being said, you know, if you're not around during that fundraiser week, but you would like to host a radio show, like, you can always give us a call. We're always keen to have new music, new voices, all those sorts of things. And again, our number is 907-772-3808.
On that note, I mean, volunteerism is kind of a little low in the you know, across the country, but always accepting volunteers up here to do something.
Yes,
you know,
yeah.
Right. Take notes on Tradio.
Take notes on Tradio. Yeah.
Yes. To which I think you get me two times this week.
I know. See, I'm excited.
I am too.
That's a double showing of Joe B.
And then disappears for 3 weeks. So, yeah. So that's good. The fundraiser is cool, and you're going to have a blast, Isaiah.
Mm-hmm. Well, shall we do a round out, and then maybe people will call in if there's some last things?
Sure. Let's start. Mike Coral called, and he is looking for a shipping container, 40-foot shipping container. If somebody's got one that, you know, they're just not using or want to get rid of before he outsources this and brings one in. And so this is nice to have one here because it's pretty expensive to get him here. So, yeah, he's looking for one from storage, and the number is 907-518-1548. Doug called, and bingo is on. Friday opens at 6, and the bingo starts at 7 promptly. And he did call back with a menu, and the menu is pepper steak. So pepper steaks and bingo. What could be better on a blustery Friday night?
Yes.
I don't know if this is going to get better by Friday.
I don't believe so.
And then he's saying the sale on stuff. He's got lots of stuff yet from storage, and he's trying to get off it and trying to repurpose it. And it's all most every week from 10 to 2. And next week is the end of it. He's going to go through the end of next week, and he's no reasonable offers are refused. If you got any questions on anything specific, you can call Doug at 907-518-0045. And last on the list here, we have a Craig Olson called, and he is hoping to chart a chess club formation. So anybody interested in getting out of the weather and playing a little chess, show up at the library at Friday. The 19th is the first day. See what you can get. It's in the library from 4 to 6 at the Ruth Sandvik Room. And bring your chess and be prepared to beat Isaiah.
Hmm.
Oh, that is. Well, it's right here. There's a PSA, and we'll have this on for a while. The public library starting a chess club for adults. So first meeting is Friday, September 19th, from 4 to 6. So I don't know where we consider adults. Is that 18 and above, maybe?
I think just the first few meetings just to get our feet under us. Yep. I don't know. I'm not really sure what's going on. But
I get it now. Here I'm hearing this a little bit. You don't want some, like, sophomore in high school coming and showing you up there, right?
I'm scared.
You're already looking scared. But anyhow, that's for adults. But, yeah, if you're a chess player and want to get out of the weather and meet other chess players and start a little club, show up at the Ruth Sandvik Room this Friday at 4 o'clock.
And then one last PSA.
And this PSA is, this is back that I just read this one, the Share Coalition. Yeah, tonight, 6 p.m. at the Wright Auditorium, if you're interested. Katie Greer is doing the presentation tonight. So,
okay. All right.
Thanks.
Well, thank you, everyone, for joining us for Tradio, and thank you, Joe Bertignoli.
Yeah, hey, very good. And Isaiah Bowen, and I forgot your...
Bowen Carlin.
Okay.
I go by many names.
Man of many names. Good deal.
Okay, well, thank you, everyone, for joining us today for Tradio. We'll have another one of these Friday morning at 9 a.m.
Yeah.
And thanks for tuning in.
Yeah, thank you.
Today's broadcast of Tradio on KFSK is brought to you in part by Rockies Marine, selling Yamaha four-stroke outboards from a 2.5-horsepower portable to the F-350 V8, all rated for ultra-low emissions, including the 4.2-liter V6, 225, 250, and 300-horsepower models. Yamaha's full four-stroke lineup, Monday through Friday 8 to 5 and Saturday 9 to 1, and on the web at RockiesMarine.com, 772-3949 or toll-free 800-478-3949. Tradio is also supported by Petersburg Properties, connecting buyers and sellers with local, residential, commercial, and remote property opportunities in Petersburg and Wrangell, on the web at petersburgproperties.com.